sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
The recent scenes from many large American cities such as New York, Minneapolis, Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland, and Seattle are very disturbing. It is clear that some of the peaceful protests in these cities are far from peaceful. People being bloodied, businesses destroyed, police now being considered the enemy with no real end in sight. Almost like a script from a Hollywood movie, but tragically it is not. The level of violence is concerning and makes you wonder how a civilized society can continue, especially when many in authority are afraid to call it what it is. To discount the burning and destruction of police stations and hundreds of businesses as nothing more than a peaceful protest is astounding. At issue is the current assault on the foundations of our country. Law and order is now no longer as important. Instead, it is slowly being relinquished to more of a mob rule and a demonization of the law enforcement officer. The thin blue line is being stretched and will eventually snap unless true leaders step up and deal with the issues instead of adding more fuel to the fire. A perfect example is the situation that occurred in St. Louis, Missouri recently. A group of so-called peaceful protesters tore down a metal gate and entered an area containing estate-style homes. The owners of one of the homes reportedly called the police, who never responded. The homeowners reported that the protesters threatened to enter their home and do them harm and were in fear for their lives. So they armed themselves for protection and are now being charged with a crime. Granted, we may not know all the circumstances surrounding this incident, but it does provide a glimpse of what our country could be like without a competent police force. The call today in many large cities is for the defunding and, in some cases, elimination of entire police departments. The city of New York has already disbanded their 600-person plainclothes crime unit, which has been extremely effective in keeping the crime rate low in the city for years. Mayor de Blasio cut the police department budget by $1 billion, with more cuts to come and a promise to reimagine policing, whatever that means. The hypocrisy in all this was expressed recently by Mayor de Blasio. Peaceful protesters from the Bronx were marching in support of the police due to increased crime in their area. Another group who were opposed to the police attempted to disrupt the march, and the police got involved to protect the rights of the marchers. During the enforcement action, numerous officers were injured by those who wanted to disrupt the march. After the incident, Mayor de Blasio publicly stated that in response to the issues expressed by those living in the Bronx, he would be increasing police patrols and presence in the area. The hypocrisy is astounding. From the mayor who disbanded the crime reduction unit and cut the police budget, now concedes that more police patrol will remedy the situation. Our law enforcement officers need more support than ever before. We cannot allow the thin blue line to snap. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.